When the physical environment is seen only from the five-sensory point of view, physical survival appears to be the fundamental criterion of evolution, because no other kind of evolution is detectable. It is from this point of view that survival of the fittest appears to be synonymous with evolution, and physical dominance appears to characterize advanced evolution. When perception of the physical world is limited to the five-sensory modality, the basis of life in the physical arena becomes fear. Power to control the environment and those within the environment appears to be essential. The need for physical dominance produces a type of competition that affects every aspect of our lives. It affects relationships between lovers and between superpowers, between siblings and between races, between classes and between sexes. It disrupts the natural tendency toward harmony between nations and between friends. The same energy that sent warships to the Persian Gulf sent soldiers to Vietnam and crusaders to Palestine. The energy that separated the family of Romeo from the family of Juliet is the same energy that separates the racial family of the black husband from the racial family of the white wife. The energy that set Lee Harvey Oswald against John Kennedy is the same energy that set Cain against Abel. Brothers and sisters quarrel for the same reasons that corporations quarrel. They seek power over one another. The power to control the environment and those within it is power over what can be felt, smelled, tasted, heard, or seen. This type of power is external power. External power can be acquired or lost, as in a stock market or an election. It can be bought or stolen, transferred, or inherited. It is thought of as something that can be gotten from someone else or somewhere else. One person's gain of external power is perceived as another person's loss. The result of seeing power as external is violence and destruction. All of our institutions, social, economic, and political, reflect our understanding of power as external. Families, like cultures, are patriarchal or matriarchal. One person is in charge. Children learn this early, and it shapes their lives. Police departments, like the military, are produced by the perception of power as external. Badges, boots, uniforms, weapons, and armor are symbols of fear. The police and the military, like patriarchal and matriarchal families and cultures, are not origins of the perception of power as external. They are reflections of the way that we, as a species and as individuals, have come to view power. The perception of power as external has shaped our economics. The ability to control economies within communities and within nations, and the ability to control the transnational economy of the world, is concentrated in the hands of a few people. To protect workers from these people, we have created unions. To protect consumers, we have created bureaucracies in government. To protect the poor, we have created welfare systems. This is a perfect reflection of how we have come to perceive power, as the possession of a few, while the majority serve it as victims. Money is a symbol of external power. Those who have the most money have the most ability to control their environment and those within it. Those who have the least money have the least ability to control their environment and those within it. Money is acquired, lost, stolen, inherited, and fought for. Education, social status, fame, and things that are owned, if we derive a sense of increased security from them, are symbols of external power. Anything that we fear to lose, a home, a car, an attractive body, an agile mind, a deep belief, is a symbol of external power. What we fear is an increase in our vulnerability. This results from seeing power as external.